Touching Women Ministries presents Drusilla Crutchfield, teaching creative Christian concepts for today's woman. This program is bringing a message of deliverance, hope, and freedom in today's world through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now with today's program, here is Drusilla Crutchfield.
Praise God, and thank you, Father, for such a beautiful morning. We come to you this morning just bringing you a message of hope and of light. I come to you this morning bringing you the word that God has for you to be received into your heart, to begin your day in prosperity and in light and in hope. Let's look at God's word in Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 6. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand, for thou knowest not whether shall prosper either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. Truly, the light is sweet, and a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. Praise God, how pleasant it is to behold the sun, how pleasant it is to behold the light of Jesus Christ, and what better way it is to start your day off praising God, beholding that light. Let's go to the Lord now. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you and we praise you and we give you the honor and the glory for this day. And Father, right now I just ask you for an anointing and a touch upon this ministry, Father. I ask you, Father, that you reach out and send the convicting love of your Holy Spirit upon each listening ear today. Each woman now, today, Father, who is listening to this message, that they might be touched and anointed, that they might be healed, Father, that hope will be seen and salvation will be had, Father, because of your word. In the precious name of Jesus, amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Before we get into the message this morning, I'd like to tell you of a seed that's being sown right now so that you may prosper. Sister Sue Gall of Haven Ministry Center in Eagan, Louisiana, invites you to join a women's conference, What is Woman? Saturday, September 13th, a coffee fellowship at 9:30, The conference begins at 10 o'clock, a covered dish lunch, and Sister Sally Garner is the guest speaker, bringing you a message of what the Holy Spirit is saying to women today. If you would like more information, please call 783-1095. And now, if you would, join me in Touching Women. This week's series, The Just Shall Live by Faith. Let us look in God's Word to a not often read book, the book of Habakkuk. The book of Habakkuk, chapter 1. As we turn to the book of Habakkuk, we see that Habakkuk is crying out and hurting. He's crying out and feeling much as we are today, much as the women of the world are feeling today, looking in their homes, looking at their lives, seeing the deceit and the hatefulness that Satan is bringing there, trying to tear up and to corrupt homes. Verse 2, O Lord, how long shall I cry, and thou wilt not hear? Even cry out unto thee of violence, and thou wilt not save. Why dost thou show me iniquity, and cause me to behold grievance? For spoiling and violence are before me, and there are they that raise up strife and contention. But you see, Habakkuk saw that strife, he saw that violence, but he knew that God had a message for him. He knew that God wanted more than that for him. And so he looked to God, he turned to God, and he looked to God. Let's go to chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, as Habakkuk is looking toward God to find his answer. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, Write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak, and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. You see, the just shall live by his faith. That is not just a message for Habakkuk. It is a message for you and I today. A message that we can look to toward hope, for faith in Jesus Christ is going to be the saving grace of your home today. You look into your home and you see strife and contention. You look into your home and you see a child who is coming against you in rebellion. Why? Because the Word of God is not there, present before that young person, pouring the Word of God into their soul, nurturing and admonishing. You see a husband who is coming home tired and cross and upset and angry, or perhaps sitting there without a job, waiting and hoping for a job, and Satan pulls down and down and down, and there's strife and there's contention. But I tell you today, my sister, that that is not the way that God wants it. It is a lie of Satan, and it can be broken, and your home can be freed, and you can be freed because of the just promise of Jesus Christ. The just shall live by faith. Let us look at another woman, a woman who walked and talked with Jesus Christ as he walked on the earth, as he walked in the flesh on the earth and ministered to people. Let us go to the book of John. The book of John, chapter 4. Jesus is walking in Samaria at this time, and he stops. He stops at a well, and he speaks with the woman. And as the woman speaks to him, realization begins to come upon her because of what Jesus has said to her. In verse 25, we read, "The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he." And that woman then went into the city to tell others. She wanted others to know, this is Christ, this is the Messiah. Verse 28, "The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the men, Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Is not this the Christ?" The men came. They were ministered to by Christ himself. Let's look at verses 39 and 40. "And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified, He told me all that I ever did. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word, and said unto the woman, Now we believe not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know indeed that this is the Christ, the Savior of the world." They knew. But you see, what had to happen was that because of her faith, because that woman had faith, she knew this was the Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah. And what had he done? He had broken her bondage, and he would break the bondage of others. She knew, and she had that faith. And what did she do? She went into the city, and she told the men. She said, "I know that it is him. You know how I know? I know because he told me all that I have ever done. All that I have ever done." You see, she received a direct word from God. God knew her. Jesus Christ spoke and told her. She received that, and she believed him in faith. And she acted upon that faith. Because she acted upon that faith, the men came. They listened to her. They heard what she had to say. They were not won over by what she had to say, but rather, what did they say? "We have heard him ourselves. We have heard him ourselves and know that he is Jesus Christ, the Savior of this world." Because of her boldness. Because of her boldness. Now, where is your faith? Where is your boldness? Do you have the faith and the boldness that it will take to bring that Word of God into that household, to bring that Word of God into that home, to put it before your husband, to put it before your children, and to stand firm in the faith. The just shall live by faith. Let your home become a home of the just, that you may be living by faith, that your home will be sanctified, that your home will be blessed, that strife and rebellion and hurt and abuse will end. It will be broken. You do not have to live under that this day. But because you are a woman, and because you have faith, because you have a home that you wish to build from the inside out, take that faith. Take that faith in the living God, in Jesus Christ. See that salvation that He has, and build upon it, and build upon it, and bring it to your man, bring it to your son, bring it to your brother, take it to your daughter, take it to your sister, because you see that as you take it to them, that as you take it to them, and the Word of God goes forth, and the faith is there, then your home will be healed. God does not desire to look out upon the face of the earth and see broken homes. That's not His desire for your life. If you've been there, lost, you're there in your home right now. You turn around and you look at your four walls, and you hurt inside, because your home is not the home that you want it to be, because it doesn't reflect the joy of Christ in it, because as you wake up in the morning, you feel hurt. You feel alone. You feel a desire and an aching for more than what you have. Not that more being something physical or material, but that more being a peace and a contentment and a love in Christ Jesus. It doesn't have to be like that today. You can take authority in your home today, not taking authority over your husband, because that's not what the Bible says. Not taking authority, that you have no place to take authority, but taking authority that Jesus Christ gives you, authority over Satan through the blood of Jesus Christ, authority over the rebelliousness and the deceit and the hurt and the abuse. Take that authority now. Take it in your home, that your home will be blessed and sanctified and filled with the joy and the love of Jesus Christ. Don't let it wait another day. Don't let the hurt linger another day. This isn't what God wants for you. Oh, God wants so much. And it can be so beautiful. It can be such a joy to wake up in the morning and to know that your home is there, sanctified by the grace of Jesus Christ. And He said unto the woman, "Now we believe not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves." Do you remember that verse in 1 Peter? The man is won not by the nagging, not by being beat over the head by the word, not by being constantly picked at and cried to, but won by the chaste conversation of the wife. That conversation being her behavior, her faith. You see, that faith will build that behavior. I say to you now today, sister, free your home. Free it from the strife, from the rebelliousness, from the contention that is in those walls. Free it through faith in Jesus Christ. Call upon Him now in that faith. As God calls us to intercede for each other, I ask that you write today, that you share your prayer needs. We are to intercede. We're to pray for each other. There are those in your area, in your listening area now, who wish to intercede for you. Let God deal with you. Let God show you. Find a Spirit-filled, Christ-believing, faith-preaching church. Call that church. Ask for a woman who is interested in touching other women and interceding. And write to me today that I might intercede with you now. Share your prayer needs. Be sure to ask as you write for tape number 2, "As He Intercedes," a necessary message for today, bringing the message of hope and bringing the message of healing to you today. Praise God, He has so much for you.
Someone who goes the extra mile.
You've been listening to Drusilla Crutchfield with today's program of Creative Christian Concepts. Our prayer is that you have been ministered to. This program is a faith ministry of Touching Women Ministries and is supported solely as God leads you to have a part in setting the captives free through our Lord Jesus Christ. You may write Drusilla Crutchfield at P.O. Box 4582 in Bryan, Texas, zip 77805. That's Drusilla Crutchfield at P.O. Box 4582 in Bryan, Texas, 77805.